people in this area, who's a tireless fighter for justice. His name is Pierre Labossiere of the Haiti Action Committee. Please welcome him.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much. It's a beautiful day, a great day for us to march. I'm here on behalf of people, organizations, grassroots organizations in Haiti, to say end all wars, put the money to fill the needs of people, to provide for the people, provide hospitals, education, provide decent jobs, a clean environment for the people. Enough of these wars that are killing so many brothers and sisters all over the world, in Iraq, and now Iran is being targeted. We have Palestine, we have all over in the Philippines, we have in Latin America. Stop all these wars. In Haiti right now, and we have to say also, I see a sign here that says no more lies. How they are able to provide for these wars and mobilize people in support of these wars is by the lies that they've been trying to put out. What they do is they present Haiti, for example, as a place that nobody can understand. They say, well, it's very confusing. Well, it's not confusing. The same situation going on in Venezuela, in Cuba, these attacks against people, this is what's going on in Haiti as well. Don't fall for the fact that the United Nations is in Haiti. I know many of us have a soft spot for the blue helmets, but the United Nations that we think or that we hope should have been an instrument for peace and for peaceful resolution of conflict has been transformed into an institution that covers up for wars, for human rights violations, and for occupation. This is what's going on in Haiti. They tried to legitimize the occupation by staging an election. However, same way you can crush the spirit of the people here in the U.S., here in our community of the Bayview, here in New Orleans and different places throughout the world, same way you can crush the spirit of the people in Haiti. What the people of Haiti did, they used the opportunity of that election and turned it around, and they took it over and made it a resounding voice of the people voting for somebody who they told that you are going to implement the program of the people, which is a program of building schools, bringing an end to the occupation of Haiti, building hospitals, provide for the people's needs. That's what's going on. I want to tell you also, right now in Haiti, and as many places in the world, there are many political prisoners who are there. And guess who is in charge of the prisons and the system in Haiti? Though they pretend they are not in charge, it's the United Nations. And they are doing the work of the U.S. government. That's what's going on. So we need to rise against that and demand the liberation of the political prisoners, not only in Haiti, but in Iraq, in several places throughout the world. In Guantanamo, it needs to be shut down. So we are going to march, and I know time is of essence. I'm not going to keep you too long, but please, let's march on. And every time you think of Cuba, Venezuela, the Philippines, and I know the list is long of all the many places where people are being oppressed, where there are wars of aggression, please think of Haiti as well. It's the same situation. And if you need more detailed information, please go to our website, www.haitiaction.net. Vince Ramos, thank you.
Thank you very much, Pierre. And I just want to make a couple of announcements. If your name is Harold Garner, and you lost something important, come back to the speaker stand back here. And if Brian Wallace is out there, Brian Wallace, if you could also come to the speaker sign-in. Just to let people know, this march actually started, and it shows that it's a big march, and there's a lot of us here. It started about 15 minutes ago. And it's moving up Larkin Street. And I want to tell you something about the march. That we're going to go by the federal building. We're going to pass Glide, which is a focus for many, many things. We're going to pass by Glide Church. Glide Church, which feeds thousands of people a day, is seeing its funding cut. And I don't know if you know this, but Bush has proposed getting rid of a federal program that provides food every day for 400,000 of the poorest seniors in this country. Imagine that. If they get rid of that program,
it will save $120 million over 5 years. That is the equivalent of 10 hours of the war in Iraq. 10 hours of this war that is a disaster for the people of Iraq and the people of this country. So we're going to drive to say, we want money for people, not for war. And then we're going around the corner to the Hilton Hotel, and you saw the local tube workers here, to show solidarity, because their struggle is everyone's struggle. What happens to them affects all of us, and we have to stand in solidarity with those hotel workers. They've had no contract for 20 months. And then we're going to the San Francisco Chronicle, where the workers are fighting for a contract and against givebacks and cutbacks. And then we're coming back here for a great closing rally. So we urge everyone to join in, and let's keep this going. Go to the answer table, go to the other tables here, go to the answer table to find out about the immigrant right activities, the big march that we expect hundreds of thousands of people at next week in Los Angeles. So let's march. We want money for people's needs, not for war. U.S. out of Iraq. U.S. out of the Middle East.
To close this part of the rally, we want to hear a really great song by Brian Wallace, a song that he made before the war started 3 years ago. Please welcome Brian Wallace.
Again, please come back for the closing rally. This is going to be a great march. We're going through the most populated parts of San Francisco on a Saturday. We're going to be passing through the Tenderloin, on to 4th Street, by the Metreon Theater, the Marriott, by the San Francisco Chronicle, back on 6th Street to Market, and then back here to the Civic Center. So this is going to be a great march. Before you leave today, go to the answer table and go and sign up and get materials and become an activist and organizer yourself if you aren't one already. Please join us. We have to keep building this movement. It's only the people's movement that can change the course. Thank you. And now Brian Wallace. All right. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you to all the answer people, Gloria, Dick, KPFA, who's carrying this right now, Dennis, Bonnie, the whole group. Okay. I think this guitar needs a little more on it. There. It's coming on. Are we there? Ah. This could be our time to shine. So many people in the world agree. Naturally kind to each other. We want no more war. Shaking it off and thinking, who are these cruel rulers fooling, killing, and raking it in, fueling fear? Move them on over, spin out of school, look the spacecraft, is it Gandhi? Is it Gandhi like bring us the harmony you do when you laugh? So much energy, are you kidding me? Just by opening these skies, just by opening our eyes, and peeking through, yes, I can't get over you. This could be our time to shine. Oh, kick all those weapons out that hole in the middle of the galaxy. You'll pay by me if we have reason to be pleased with ourselves. Come on, feeling like it's about time we're feeling freedom.
feel free. How does somebody stand if the sound needs to go what? Up?
I don't know.
Feeling free to feel free.
Feeling like it's time we're feeling
free to feel free. Then we'll be back on the street, strutting our stuff, cause women, everyone has enough, cause enough is enough, plus it's funny more where that came up from. Love could be a kiss, or a twist of the ear. Move on over, asking out a school book, flip spacecraft, gathering wood. It's a gandhi-like thing, it's the harmony you bring when you laugh. So much energy, are you kidding me? Just by opening the sky, just by opening our eyes and peeking through, I can't get over you. Our time to shine. Oh, the leaders are following, the followers lead. The leaves on the trees, the people on the balconies lean toward our love. Oh, I feel like it's time we're feeling free to feel free. I want to feel free to feel free. I think it's time. Time. We're feeling free to feel free. There's no recruiting this booty from my infinite crew. I conscientiously object to hell. God has heaven on earth, for the mom was given birth. Make the universe make it worthwhile. Move on over, spin out a school book, flip a spacecraft, catch a government. The world is blossoming, it's a Gandhi-like thing, it's the harmony you bring when you laugh. So much energy, are you kidding me? Just by opening the sky, just by opening our eyes and peeking through, I can't get over you. Time to shine. Oh, so many people in the world agree. Naturally kind to each other, we want no more war. So the word is, we're lining up over there, or massing up, or marching up Larkin. So we're marching up Larkin. Anybody get on in that group? And if you're hanging around here, we'll give you a little bit more rhythm to get the ball rolling.
Okay, come on. Battle